الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This is one ayat of the Quran Sharif in which Allah has given us, like every other ayat, very very important and valuable and necessary advice how to conduct ourselves, how to live ourselves. And those of us who will benefit, who will take it, it's for me. If we're thinking it's just a bayan, it's just out in the air there, or it's for somebody else, or if we think that if so and so should be hearing, that person should benefit, then we won't benefit. But if we take it, it's for me, then inshallah we will benefit. And it's the ayat of the Quran, and it is meant, Allah has revealed it for all of us. So if we will listen to it carefully, inshallah, Allah give the tawfiq to let it be explained properly, let it be understood properly, and then to practice upon it also properly, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept also. We'll just translate it first. It's a surah of Surah Ma'idah, ayat of Surah Ma'idah. Allah addresses the believers, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum, that you make compulsory upon yourself, yourselves. In other words, worry about yourself. Like commonly, we worry a lot about other people. We don't worry about ourselves. So Allah says, you be concerned and worried about yourself. لا يضركم من ضل. Those who have gone astray, they won't be able to misguide you. Or another aspect, they won't be able to harm you. So you don't have to worry about what other people are doing. You must worry about yourself. You protect yourself. إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ, if you come onto Hidayah, other people's planning, plotting, trying to harm you, it won't harm you. If you are on Hidayah, إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا, all of you will be returning to Allah. Those who you think are trying to harm you in whichever way, maybe you think somebody is making jadu on me, maybe you think somebody is robbing me, is in the transactions, in the whatever, whatever, we all will return to Allah. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, and then Allah will inform you, there will be justice there, and whatever, whoever had done, it will be sorted out there. So this is an instruction here for us in this world, what we should be doing. So the one aspect is that you worry about yourself. So this one aspect is that you don't have to worry about other people, what they are doing. So it seems and it sounds like, and many people, even righteous, learned, pious people, took the meaning that we must just worry about ourselves. So much so that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to mention it in the khutbah on Jumu'ah in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that this what some people are taking the meaning, that we don't have to do Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, must just worry about ourselves. And they use this ayat for to prove their point, that is not correct. This ayat doesn't refer to that. And the explanation the ulama have given, that where does it come in this? Yeah, outwardly the ayat is, you worry about yourself. And those who have gone astray, they won't be able to cause you any harm. But there are innumerable ayat where we are commanded with Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. There are innumerable instances that if you don't worry about correcting the environment, and the environment gets corrupted, you yourself will get corrupted also. So that is a duty. And the explanation the Mufassirin give is the answer in this word is a tadaytu, when you are on Hidayat. And for you to be on Hidayat, you have to be doing Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar. Otherwise, there is a deficiency. Your Hidayat is not complete, where you have to do everything else, Namaz, Roza, Zakat, treating the family well, doing your business transactions properly, everything else, your akhlaq, your character, it is that you part of deen, to have complete deen, is that you must be doing amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar also. So when you will be doing that, then other people's misconduct, other people's sins won't harm you. If you are doing your amar bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar, and then ilallahi marji'ukum jami'a, all of you will be returning to Allah, and then Allah Ta'ala will make judgment between everyone. The other aspect of it is, where people worry a lot that other people are going to harm us, other people are going to cause us problems, etc. So you be on hidayat. There was a buzurg, he was walking through the jungles, and he had some great valuable things also with him. Then he heard from far the call for Asar Azan. So he was very far from the masjid, so he decided he'll just make his namaz there. So he put his musalla, took out his shoes, and in those days, there were hardly Muslims who were without wuzu. All the time, they had wuzu. In fact, one ustad of Darul Ulum Dioban, many years ago, there is a place in the courtyard there, where it is believed that whoever's janaza is made there, he will be forgiven. Because they saw somebody saw a wonderful dream with regard to that. So anyway, the time for Sabbath came, and then somebody said there's a janaza. So the ustad stood up to go and make the janaza namaz. Then some students went and make wudu. So the ustad got a shock. He says, we never knew that there were such students who are without wudu. In those days, everyone used to be just staying with wudu. Today we are unfortunately in a complete different setup. So anyway, so it was time for namaz, so he put his musalla, and he put his shoes next to him, and he put that valuable he had next to him, and he made namaz. And he was also, who is a buzurg, he is absorbed in his namaz. So he was absorbed, two crips came past. He saw here somebody reading namaz, and his shoes are there, and there's a potli, there's something in there, and it was great valuable that was there. So, they came to, they stole it, they took it away. He carried on with his minas, with his namaz. Then when they took it, they opened it, they saw all valuables. So one of them told the other one that, let us not steal this. This buzurg, he put his full trust on Allah. Now if we steal it, his trust in Allah, the crooks were worried that he will lose his trust in Allah. That I made namaz and here my things got stolen. So they were arguing now between the two. So the other one told this one that you leave all your Maulvi type talks. All this buzurg type talks and pious talks, you leave it. We got it, yeah, it's ours. It was going to take it. What some people will say, it's our luck. Hey, that we found it, it's our luck. So it was meant for us. So anyway, he didn't take it. The other one went away with it. Then the buzurg finished his namaz and this one came to him and asked him for maaf. That we stole your things, what you had here and there. And he says, no, my things can't be stolen. I locked it. So just at that time, that other one came back again with the goods. And he was limping and coming. So he said that when I just got into my house, my one leg stopped functioning, like paralyzed. So I realized this is now that some dua of that buzurg, Allah help it with him. So I thought my only safety is to return it. Otherwise, I'm not safe. I'm a goner. So that's why I've come. I've brought it. So then this one asked him, you said you put a lock on it. What was that lock? He said, I read Ayatul Kursi on it. So I know it can't go. It won't go. It's definitely it will stay. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So anyway, so if we look after ourselves, if deen is in our lives, we don't have to worry of anything. Really, for those people who have that level of this taqwa, tawakkul, they don't need to lock their doors also, and they don't need to have alarm systems and burglar systems. We have got that tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the protector. And we have seen people in our times. No burglar gates or bars on the doors. And to open the door, just one simple, this M series key or Y series. Just one key. That's all. And whole life, no problem they ever had. But it means our ayatul kursi must be on its place. We must have hidayat. When we are straight in all our methods, then nobody can harm us. So this meaning is that if we have got deen in us, nobody can harm us. No crooks can harm us. No people can do us down in business transactions. No people can do jadu on us. All these things will fall back on those same people. If they do it, if you curse somebody and that curse is not befitting for that person, that curse falls back on you. So if we have got all these wrong things, so what we must worry, which we don't worry. We think of taking the person, exposing him, taking him to court, etc. What we have to worry is to bring deen in our lives. If we bring proper deen in our lives, Allah Ta'ala says, لا يضركم. They won't be able to harm you at all. من ذل. Those who have gone astray, they are doing like all big time crook business and they are experts in that field, they won't be able to harm you if you are on hidayah. That is what we have to work for, that hidayah comes into our lives. When, just see one aspect of hidayah also. And what is hidayah? The same which we are asking in Surah Fatiha about 50 times a day. If we make all our namazas with the sunnah and the nafal, it's about 50 times a day we are asking. And if we only make, we're not doing the nafal, about 30 times a day. And many of us are here, that we do make our 5 times namaz, maybe we're not making the nafal, so at least 30 times we are asking for Allah hidayah. But we are asking unmindfully. So how is sirati mustaqim, that hidayah going to come into us? We're not conscious. We're not asking Allah, I want that hidayah, that sirati mustaqim, that in all times I must be straight. Whether I'm angry, I must be straight. I mustn't do anything wrong. Whether I'm happy, then also I must be straight. I mustn't do anything wrong. When I've got enough money, I mustn't be wasting, etc. Then also I must be straight. When I haven't got, then also I must be straight. I mustn't go and steal. I mustn't go and bear, in fact, also. So if the hidayat is in our lives. So one aspect of hidayat, of the very many, of the great virtues of durood sharif, which is also, it must be in our lives. Then is when we have got hidayat. When all the things we are doing, our zikr is also in place, the tilawat of Quran Sharif is also in place. So one buzurg explained that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained that if somebody gives you a present, then give him a present back in return and a better present. And if you haven't got anything to give, then at least say Jazakallah Khaira. Thank him for that. The same way, somebody makes dua for you, then you make dua for that person. So when we send durood sharif, then what are we saying? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is salli? Oh Allah, send your special mercy on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you send it and immediately a farishta takes it and presents it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on Friday night, which we call Thursday night, then it's gone directly without the farishta also. Directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we gave a present of dua to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi is going to give us a better dua. So we made dua of special mercy for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know how sinful we are, how weak we are, everything. And we're going to get the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We send make salam. Allahumma sallim ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, send your salamity, your peace, your protection, your tranquility, your serenity on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to make dua for you. You're going to get that peace and tranquility. And who's making dua for you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just imagine if we have deen in our life, what problems? Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, give barakah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We made the dua, it's gone. And it's a dua in favor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Durood Sharif is 100% accepted. But, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, waliyazu billah, is not in need at all of any of our dua. Whatever we are doing, we can see we are benefiting. Now we getting Nabi alayhi wa sallam. Now Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us the dua. May Allah give you barakah. What more we want? Everything. And just see how beautifully also this Buzurg explains that Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. When people have done wrong to themselves, gunas, etc. جَاءُوكَ. They come to you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ. And they ask Allah to forgive. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ. And Rasul asks for forgiveness for them. Then Allah will forgive those people. So we can't be going to Medina Sharif all the time. And even if we are there in Medina Sharif, we can't be at the Rosa all the time. But very much our durut we can send from wherever we are. We can't be personally there by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but our durut, who's stopping us? We don't need wuzu also. Of course, we should try to read it with wuzu facing Qibla, but it's not a condition. Wherever you are, you just send your durut is reaching there. 100% it reaches. Allah has made the system that immediately your durood is there. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you back your du'as and your and giving you everything. So what a great, great benefit for us. So when deen is in us, in our life, idah tadaytu, if you have got hidayat in your life, then you haven't got any problem whatsoever. The thing is, we must make effort to bring hidayat in our lives. And whenever we face any problem, so our car gets stuck, the stove is not working, anything, the first thing we should see, what have I done wrong? Where, which part of deen is gone out of my life? At the moment, our condition is, we hardly got any deen in our lives. We're supposed to have complete deen. Our lives, we got namaz, just a spattering here and there, tilawat, namaz, little bit, and then we think we are pious. We got Islamic dress, alhamdulillah, kurta, burqa, topi, but our whole lifestyle, by and large, is like the kuffar. Sports is a major feature in our lives. And then the lifestyle of the kuffar, by and large, our dressing, so much so that we got a kurta, but underneath we got jeans on. We got a t-shirt on under. Our women folk got their burqas, but underneath they got jeans, they got t-shirts. They got all the other dresses, like the kuffar we are dressed. Outwardly, we look like pious, or we come for a program. Juma day, we are all very pious. But then after that, the same Saturday, Sunday, what's our dressing like? So, deen has to come into our life. If we have got deen, we don't have to, no harm will come to us. And whatever, if anyone tries, Allah will sort it out. Allah's protection. Alaykum anfusakum. You worry about bringing deen in your life. That is what we... And part of deen is also amar bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar. The wife is doing something wrong. The wife wants to buy wrong things for the children. They do your amar bil ma'ruf. And then also that must... Deen is this, that you do that amar bil ma'ruf correctly also. Not that you do it in the wrong way. Not that you go in now... hit her, you hit your wife so bad, you break her eardrums, you give her a blue eye or something, that is not deen. Deen is where you have to correct, and correct in the correct way. How beautifully our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, that where Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Amiruna bil-Ma'ruf, wa-Nahuna anil munkar, that those people who command the right and forbid the wrong, then immediately after that, وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ. But they keep the limits of deen in mind. They don't go out of line. They keep in their lane. They don't overdo. One person, married 2-3 years, still a new marriage, poor people, only eating vegetable and dal. So he desired to eat meat. So he worked extra hard. He offloaded a whole truck. Worked hard. They paid him 500 rupees for the job. He bought meat. He brought it. Told his wife, cook this meat. We are feeling to eat meat long time. How long? 6 months. 1 year I haven't eaten meat. So cook it. She cooked it nicely, everything came to the end. She tasted it and a smile came on her face. It came out really nice. And she sort of patted herself on the back. Just a little bit more salt is required. So she took the salt can, wanted to put the whole can fell into the pot. Now what happened? And now he is telling her also what left. Begum, I'm hungry, bring the food, I'm waiting. And now all this happened, yes. But she had connection with the buzur. And she, her tarbiyat was also made. Now when that happened, she started reading Hasbunallah, wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla, wa ni'mal nasir. When he tasted it, oh, he went into a rage. Became so angry, how I was longing for it. I worked so hard to make that extra money. I sweated and that. And now this year, and he came for her to hit her. Then he was going to really, he would break her eardrum. He would give her a blue eye. What and what. But she just, Hasbunallah. Wa ni'mal wakil. Then she closed her eyes also now, just waiting for the worst to happen. She said, nothing happening. Slowly, little bit, she opened her eyes and peeped. She saw his eyes are filled with tears. Allah put fear in him. If I have to hit her, if Allah takes me to task, what will happen to me? And then they embraced one another. And more better than the first night Allah gave them. And how they enjoyed one another. And he became a slave for her whole life. And she became his slave for whole life. And it's just when tarbiyat is made. And tawajjuh ilallah, when deen is in our lives. The worst scenario can come the best scenario. Where you are in the fire of Jahannam, you are immediately in the gardens of Jannah. That is when deen comes. That is what we are commanded. And 50 times a day we are asking, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Minimum 30 times. But oblivious, unmindful. Who of us even think that I ask today for hidayat for one time? We all read Surah Fatiha. We heard the Imam reading. And the whole essence of Surah Fatiha is hidayat. 7 ayats in Surah Fatiha. 3.5 is we are praising Allah. And the praises of Allah means that we were begging Him for something. We want something. And the other 3.5 ayats is for us. And that is we are asking for hidayat. The first 3 ayats, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah says that Hamidani Abdi, my banda praise me. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Asna Alayya Abdi, my banda praise me. Maliki Yawmiddin, Majjadani Rabbi Abdi, my banda explain my exalted high position. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. This ayat, half. Iyaka na'budu, we worship you. We only worship you. No one else. And the other half is what we want now. Iyaka nasta'in. We're seeking your help. What is the help we want? Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirati mustaqim. What is the sirati mustaqim? And another place, alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim. Min al-nabi, alladhina an'amta alayhim. Those whom you have showed your favor. Who are those? الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. The path of those righteous people, Anbiya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin. But we are so oblivious of the reality, we got a t-shirt on, we got a jean, we got jeans on, we got patched jeans on, torn jeans on. The t-shirt got a naked woman's picture at the back. And here with our tongue we are saying, show us the straight path. Yeah, it just doesn't work. We've gone to the police station and we're telling them there we want somebody to come clean our toilets. Something wrong with the toilets. We're in the wrong place. What we asking, and who we asking, where we are, and what is our condition. So this deen has to come. When this deen will come into our life and the whole of deen. Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali explained, if you got a tire shop, big business, lot of profits, everything you're doing with tires. But you think now because I'm such a rich man, I've got a big business and very busy also in my shop and that I own everything and I've got the best car. Just having the tire, you can have 1,000 tires in your shop, but it's not a car. For a car, how many things are required? So you can have the best namaz in your life, but that is not deen. Deen is a whole complete way of life. That is what we must get. What Maulana Musa is reading, Hayatul Muslimin, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi's kitab. In fact, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi said, this is such a kitab of mine that I got hope from Allah that on this kitab, Allah will give me forgiveness and Allah will do all my work. And this whole kitab, what is it about? How the whole of deen must come into our life. Not just one aspect. And we shouldn't take it also that we just listen about this one particular section and we just that. No, everything must fit in. If you've got a whole crossword puzzle and one thing is not there, it's incomplete. And this is what Allah wants. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter fully and completely into deen. So that effort to reach there, Allah made puzzle on us. But we hardly got it in our mind. We are reading it 50 times a day. We are listening to it 50 times. We are listening to bayan. But still it's not in our lives at all that I must bring the whole of deen in me. And it's my purpose to bring it in my wife. And it's the wife's purpose to bring it in her husband. Fortunate is that wife who worries about her husband. Fortunate is that husband who worries about his wife. We have to bring it into our children. But our children, we're putting them in the complete wrong line. Right from birth or before birth, the clothes that we buy for them, etc., with the murats on it and all that. How many wrong things we do. From before birth already, we put them in the wrong line. So this is that idhtadaytum. The whole of deen must come into our lives. If that happens, then nobody can harm you. Allah will protect you. No matter treasurer of Saharanpur Madrasa, Zahirul Ulum, very long ago, perhaps 150 years ago, he was in his room and he had one peti, a trunk, steel trunk. And in there, all the madrasa money was kept there. No bank account, no nothing. All the cash is there. And a simple lock he had put on there. At night, middle of the night, crooks came. And so they wanted to steal. So he knew, he read his Ayatul Kursi, everything. He would, no worry. He let them do what they want to. He said, they will never be able to steal it. And Abad, they came with all their tools, implements, the crowbar or whatever else. And to break that lock, you just need one screwdriver. And you'll break it open. But whole till morning, they were trying, they couldn't. He said, they can't break it. Because I've read my Ayatul Kursi, for my other ayat of protection. I've read them all. It's impossible they can. And all halal money in there. And halal doesn't go into haram. Many times we get worried, we see people, what houses they're building, what weddings they're having, what kind of holidays they're having. Haram has to go into haram. Haram can't, you can't give that money in a madrasa. You can't give that money for good. It has to go into haram. What came haram will go into haram. So they were not worried at all. The thing is that we must bring deen in our lives. And then we don't have to worry, these people are our enemies. Those people in the family, they are making jadu. Those people are doing this. Those people are doing that. We don't have to worry anything. We just, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum. You just worry about yourself. And that is, you worry of bringing, la yadurrukum. Nobody can harm you. Idha ihtadaytum. That little, we usually leave out that condition. Just like the great, great virtues of a person learning to read Quran, looking inside. After that, becoming a hafiz, the virtues are even much more. But all this is connected to make amal also. And usually when all the virtues are, hibs khatam jalsa takes place, the lecture that is given, all that sola sawab for becoming hafiz, the parents, the mother, the ustad, everyone. But we don't speak about that condition, that wa amila bima fiha, that we make amal on it. And the boy who is sitting there, he's got a big turban, but he's got a two-length haircut. He's sitting there with a big kurta, but he's got jeans under. He's got a t-shirt with all funny things on it. So their virtue is not for that. Virtue is when deen is in us. Even if a half is, even you become an alim, but if deen is not in your life, the virtues are not for that. My son became alim, and we give a big dawah, invite all the family, and all are happy, and all are praising. But if there isn't deen in the life, it's nothing. It's not zero, it's minus. Allah's azab comes on there. And we are making, in fact, we are destroying deen. We are making everyone thinking, oh, very, very pious. Boy became hafiz, girl became hafiz, girl became alima, but no deen in the life. We are giving a wrong picture of what deen is. We are causing harm to deen. So deen has to come into our life. That is what we have to worry about. And every time we read Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, and then how it is defined, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, more it is the negative also, the positive has been expounded. Min al-Nabiyyin, wa Siddiqeen, wa Shuhada, wa Salih. And then the negative so that you can understand it properly. Yu'rafu al-Ashiya, things are recognized when the opposite is explained. If you want to know, if you want to explain what is cold, explain what is heat. Then, if you want to explain what is heat, explain what is cold. Then, when the opposite, hate and love. If you only tell somebody what is love, you won't. If you explain what is hate, and now when hate is not there, and love is in its place, how wonderful it is. And so, the opposite, then it is understood. So, here also, Allah Ta'ala explained about the wrong ways also, so that the Sirat-e-Mustaqim is clearly defined. And whatever you're going to read after that is also explanation of Sirat-e-Mustaqim. The whole Quran Sharif, you ask for Sirat-e-Mustaqim, immediately Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا عَيْبَ فِي. You want Sirat-e-Mustaqim, that's the kitab of Sirat-e-Mustaqim, the whole Quran Sharif. In the Quran, there is no doubt that it is Sirat-e-Mustaqim. The whole Quran Sharif is there for you. And the Quran Sharif is such a kitab. Our lives are very short and they are not for to waste. For one is, use our lives to recognize Allah Ta'ala. The greatness, the beauty, the honor, the majesty, the power, the knowledge, the forgiveness, the mercy of Allah. Every day we should be adding to that. That more we learn and the more our conviction on who Allah Ta'ala is. Meditate on قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ the surah. اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيْسُرُ Ayatul Kursi. هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُهَيْمِنُ. All this we should look in the meaning and get into it. And there is no end to the meaning so far. If we read how many kitabs are written on Asma'ul Husna, the names of Allah. And everyone who has written has got a different shade of explanation. The more you read, the more you're going to benefit. So to know Allah Ta'ala. Then to know this human being which is a miracle of Allah. Hey, Allahu Akbar. For example, Allah save us all. Anyone has to have eyes grafted, one eye. What will be the cost about? That is, if you get one, they look in the eye bank if they've got. Whether it is going to be suitable for you or not, if it is after all, roughly how much will that operation be? 100,000. If you need another eye, another 100,000. If you need a tongue, if you need a liver, if you need a kidney, this human being we think is not valuable. The person who is there sleeping in the fell, he's got so much treasure in him. Everything is so valuable, everything. We know that the rich countries, they are stealing body parts from the poor countries, from the mortuaries, etc. They are stealing, the rich countries are stealing that. So this human being, everything of it, and all this science, now we get impressed. Science has said this and that. Everything is in the Quran Sharif. So think of the magnificence of the Quran Sharif. Whatever science is discovering today, and how many scientists are accepting Islam, when they are seeing, this is all in the Quran, 1400 years ago. We only discovered it last 100 years. Last 20 years ago, we discovered it. And everything perfectly in clear detail. It's in the Quran Sharif. If you go and see the planet, our Earth planet, and the Earth is not only one planet. How many planets? And what amazing how Allah made this planet of ours. Kullun fi falakin yasbahun. Each planet is going in its own orbit. The Earth also turning, by which we get day and night. And then it's going around the sun, by which we get the 12 months. The sun turning in, everything turning in its orbit. How perfectly Allah Ta'ala is working. And not an accidental today. And at what speed? At a tremendous speed it is moving. As we are sitting now, we are moving at a great speed. But we don't feel the speed. Why? Because the speed is constant. When a driver accelerates, now you can, if he's driving at one speed, it's where the speed cruises on. And he's just moving on that. You're sitting comfortably, and you're moving around everything. But if he accelerates, then you can feel the speed. Or he gives a sudden break, then you feel it. This earth is moving at the speed constantly, one speed all the time. What is the kudra? And how many years is this earth? It doesn't stop for filling up also at the garage. It doesn't have air pressure checked up also. It's just moving all the time, the earth. And then if you think of the animals, and in the animals, a bee, Allahu Akbar, an ant, all these things, how Allah Ta'ala has made. So we just have to marvel at the glory of Allah Ta'ala. And then think, Allah has made all this for us. We are here for that. Why are we wasting our time in arguing with people? Husband and wife, they must enjoy one another. But they're fighting with one another. They are there. Allah gave you, husband gave you, wife, enjoy them. Allah gave you beautiful children. Bring them up nice and just joy your children. They must be such that you want to just dig them up. More enjoyable than ice cream those children must be. But we are fighting all the time. Neighbors we are fighting. With everyone we are fighting. Whereas Allah has made this. If we bring deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can only find peace in your life. Amount of peace you can find in your life if that deen comes into our lives. For that Allah Ta'ala has created us. So Allah give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, and this is what so much of love Allah is saying, that please bring deen in your life for your own good, for you to live an enjoyable life. And yeah, it's still our choice, some choice Allah has given us. When we die, this is one explanation of mort, that all your choice is finished. Yeah, for example, if a snake is coming, I can't kill it, I can try and run away from it, do something. Whatever, but mort, you can't do a thing. Whatever is going to come to you, snakes will come, the fire will come, you can't do a thing. That is what is called one aspect of mort, that all your choice is you are taken away. You can't run from there, you can't fight it, you can't do anything. And so that time is coming for us. And we all are going to face, and there is no doubt about it. And that is a long life in the qabr. But the way we love that, we're not going to die. We don't think about mort. Today, one day has passed. Yesterday, there's a few days, whatever. Who of us thought of my qabr, that time when I'll be in the qabr? I'll be alone in the qabr. Only my amal will be with me. What will be my condition? Allah give us all tawfiq. And the main thing, to bring deen in our life. If we have got deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the correct deen, then you don't have to worry of anyone. You don't have to fight anyone. You don't have to worry of anyone. And to bring deen in your life is your choice, and it's cheap. If you want a PhD degree, you'll have to pay so much. How much effort you'll have to do. To bring deen in your life is not expensive. It's very, very simple and very easy. And every benefit is in it. Allah give us all tawfiq that we realize and we work towards it and we bring deen into our lives. Subhanallah, bihamdihi.